Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Hi, Kathy. I'm doing well. Finally warmer temperatures we're getting, huh?
Yes, I finally got to shed my winter coat.
That's a good thing. We like summer, don't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So, Kathy Maryhart is our guest here, and from the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville, one of my favorite places. Every time I go in there, Kathy, I love it. And it is the Smallest Art Gallery.
It is. It is small.
How's it going?
It's going real good. Haven't opened the doors yet. We have a reception coming up shortly, and then we're going to be in full swing for the season.
Okay. Well, you have a number of things to talk about. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so very much, Paul, for having me back. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. Yep. Lots of fun things are planned this summer at the Smallest Art Gallery, located in the Historical District in downtown Ortonville at 118 2nd Street Northwest, just two doors south of Lingonberry's Coffee Shop. We have four wonderful artists scheduled this summer, along with art classes taught by two experienced art instructors, as well as classes I teach. We will also be having two book readings and an illustrator presentation and two art crawls. Please consider joining us at the artist receptions. These events are fun. I would like to invite your listeners to consider joining us. All events are free to the public. Our first artist is Richard Krogstad from Ortonville, Minnesota. His art exhibit is titled Traditional Landscape Paintings. Richard is a professionally trained oil painter. He has exhibited his art all over the world. Some of his artwork has been exhibited in galleries, museums, embassies, universities, art centers, and other venues in the United States. Richard is a trained oil painter, and he will be exhibiting his landscape painting series, which focuses on rural settings. Richard's artist reception is this Saturday, May 7th, from 4 to 5:30. The art exhibit dates are Saturday, May 7th, to Saturday, June 4th. Our second artist is Deb Conley from Danvers, Minnesota. Her art exhibit is titled Common Ground. Deb is a mixed media and fine art painter. She has always been a creative person. She is drawn to line and texture. Her subject matters capture the sacred ordinary in everyday life, interesting architecture, and local landscape. When looking at her artwork, it is easy to see her skilled emphasis on light and shadow. Deb's artistic Deb's artist reception is Thursday, June 16th from 5 to 6:30. The art exhibit dates are Thursday, June 16th to Thursday, July 7th. Our third artist is Linda Powers from the Twin Cities. Her art exhibit is titled Gifts of Nature. Linda is a professionally trained watercolor botanical artist. Linda, in search of beautiful and delicate flora, Linda has traveled to exotic locations such as Tasmania, Thailand, Ecuador, Switzerland, and London, to name just a few countries. Her botanical works of art have been shown in local, national, and international exhibits. Linda's artist reception is Saturday, July 9th from 2 to 3:30. The art exhibit dates are Saturday, July 9th to Saturday, August 6th. Our fourth artist is Mary Kay Boylan from both Madison, Minnesota and Fort Myers, Florida. Her art exhibit is titled Midwest Living Life. Mary is a realistic fine oil painter and received her education at Ringling School of Art. She has had a full career in the art world as a graphic designer, illustrator, working in advertising, as well as owning her own company, Faux Biz Incorporated. Mary's company has kept her busy for the last 20 years, but she still finds time to paint for pleasure and commissions. Mary is creating a special art series that reflects life in the rural setting of the Midwest for her art exhibit. Mary's artist reception is Saturday, August 13th from 5 to 6:30. The art exhibit dates are Saturday, August 13th to Saturday, September 10th. In regards to literary arts, there will be a book reading and illustrator presentation for Carrie Didn't Cry. Authors Holly Seehofer and Marlis Denholm, an illustrator Jolie Hicks are all from South Dakota. Marlis and her daughter Holly teamed up to write Carrie Didn't Cry. This book is historical fiction with a Christian tone. The story begins in the late 1800s and follows the central character Carrie as she navigates life. The authors used authentic family stories and historical events woven together to create a captivating novel. Jolie Hicks, a talented local artist, joined the team and added her artistic talents to the book cover, as well as the illustrations throughout the book. She has a gentle quality to her artwork that complements the story well. As part of Jolie's presentation, she will be drawing a portrait. I thoroughly enjoyed reading Carrie Didn't Cry. This book reading and illustration presentation is on Saturday, June 18th from 6 to 7:30. We have two visiting art instructors back by popular demand, Phyllis Jose and Kristen Peterson. Awesome Adventures in Accordion Bookmaking is taught by Phyllis Jose, a printmaker and book artist from Hancock, Minnesota. Phyllis will be giving a hands-on workshop in making accordion books. She provides beautiful hand-printed papers for the students to make three books. The date of this workshop is Friday, June 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon. The fee is $68 per student. All supplies are provided. The second art workshop is Collage Deconstruction and taught by Kristen Peterson, a mixed media artist. This workshop will explore collage techniques and design. The focus will be on creative expression. This is an excellent workshop for all levels of experience. Although supplies are provided, such as watercolor paper, small art journals, collage paper, glue, and scissors, students are invited to bring a variety of papers and their favorite art journal. Due to expected class size, this course will be held at the Ortonville Community Center, 200 Monroe Avenue, Ortonville, Minnesota, just one block south of the Smallest Art Gallery. The date of this workshop is Saturday, July 30th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The fee is $125 per student. Both of these art workshops tend to fill up fast. To sign up, you can call me at 320-226-8213 or stop in at the Smallest Art Gallery. I will also be teaching a variety of art classes. For dates, times, and information, check out our website at thesmallestartgallery.com, as well as Facebook, and feel free to stop in at the Smallest Art Gallery, as I have handouts on all the art classes and monthly events. There will be two art crawls in Ortonville this season. The fourth annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl is on Saturday, June 11th from 9 to 5. There will be over 20 artists located in the shops in downtown Ortonville, Minnesota. You will find watercolor, acrylic, and collage artwork, fiber art, photography, silversmithed jewelry, and pottery, to name just a few art forms. My sister Edie Barrett plans to sell her novel and book of poetry in my art gallery. She will also do book readings. The second art crawl is the Meander Upper Minnesota River Art Crawl on Friday, September 30th and October 1st and 2nd. There are over 40 artists with more than 30 individual art studios all selling original artwork. You will find for sale traditional quill work and beadwork, linoleum block printing, photography, sterling silver jewelry, hand-carved folk art, poetry, stained glass, watercolor, acrylic, and oil paintings, including much, much more. This award-winning self-guided art tour runs from north of Ortonville to Granite Falls in the south. This event welcomes and connects people to local history, culture, and to our beautiful prairie landscape. Visitors are encouraged to engage with the artists in their environment and studios. Thank you, Paul, for allowing me this opportunity to share with you this summer and fall season schedule for the Smallest Art Gallery, as well as some of the other art events in and around the Ortonville, Minnesota area.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kathy. Wow, it sounds like you're going to be very busy this summer at the Smallest Art Gallery in Ortonville.
Yeah, we have lots of things planned, and lots of events, and so looking forward to a busy summer.
Yeah, it's, just listening to you, it's amazing. We are really blessed to have so many artists, talented people in our Q92 listening area, aren't we?
We are, and what's interesting is we draw people from all over to come to our art crawls. When I'm in the Meander, I have actually met people from 7 different states, as far as Alaska. And actually, sometimes people plan their vacations around the Meander.
The Meander, it's really, every year it seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and that's awesome.
It does. So. I get well over 400 people at the smallest art gallery in the 3 days at the Meander.
Wow. And then, like you mentioned, there's a lot of things happening up in the Ortonville area. What's the other one, the Big Stone?
Yeah, the 4th annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl. And it's on the second Saturday, June 11th, from 9 to 5.
Okay. Yeah, that's where they're in stores, right?
Yes, okay. It's right downtown. It's about a 2-3 block area right downtown. So you literally can park your car and walk. And there's a coffee shop. There's a couple coffee shops. There's... just so much there.
Yep.
During the Meander.
All right. When I come to Ortonville, I always love to visit the smallest art gallery.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Kathy.
Yes. And thank you for having me back.
Yep. That's Kathy Merrihart from the smallest art gallery in Ortonville.